Lord Fimplefample and his wife led a foreign service life in a house with a veranda and a poodle in Uganda. Fifi the poodle mostly sat in a bed of eiderdown and satin. Twice a day she chased the cat up and down a cocoa mat. And after, she looked everywhere to see if the ribbon in her hair was still there. Fifi also had a beau whom everyone was proud to know. One day, Lady Fample took a look in her engagement book. Through her reading glasses, she observed how fast time passes. Here it is. The month of May, and time to visit Dr. Gay. Lady Fample put on her hat and said, "To the airport, pet." Young men, what is the fare to Zanzibar? I'm going there to visit my dentist twice a year. The fare is 5 and 20. We stop for gas here at Poenti. And at 3 o'clock you are safe and sound in Zanzibar. Here we fly into the sky. Lady Fample looked at her 16 jewel watch and said, "When we refuel, I will take you for a run in the sun." Fifi saw a cat. What do you think of that? But just in the nick of time, someone said, "This dog is mine," and took her home to his wife to cook her. "Perhaps with cabbage," said Mrs. Savage. "His skin would make a lovely hat. I am so sick of wearing cat." And the native made bum bum on his ceremonial drum. And he searched among his wife's pots and pans and kitchen knives, while Fifi looked at the river and started to shiver, because it was filled for miles and miles with alligators and crocodiles. Poor Fifi started to cry and then said, "Why should I die? So young and all alone and far away from home. If I ever get out of here, I promise that I never, never, never will chase another cat." An old secretary bird said,
"This is the most absurd thing I have ever heard. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. If the lions don't get you, the pythons must. Goodbye, old dear. I fear the end is very near."
But just in the nick of time, someone said, "This dog is mine. And here is a handsome ransom. Here are some rings for your noses, which I always carry for such purposes." Lady Fample waved her cane at the waiting aeroplane. "Don't you dare, sir, fly away until we're there, sir." Here we are. That is your chair. A new ribbon for your hair. Dear, oh dear, we almost missed the appointment with the dentist.